This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
We got to ask Lucy about that as well. So let's get to it, bringing our Boston baddie.
Hard hit into right. Back at the wall. Tie game. Big Poppy.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible.
Ready, blue 20, hot. Griffin, let's go.
Wait, Mr. Brady, take your goddamn teddy bear with you. Perfect spiral.
Do you like apples?
Always Boston strong, it's Lucy Burge.
How do you like them apples?
I love on Twitch at the end of that graphic, they spell out hashtag Team Tom as we go into Tom Brady. Could not be more perfect.
We're as
bringing
always.
The host. Oh, always. The host of Bet Slips and Bad Flips with Jake Hassan weekdays at 2 o'clock in the East. Also host of Back to the Futures as well. You can see her across the BetQL network. It is Lucy Burge. Lucy, good morning. I mean, you're bringing all of the knowledge. I don't know where to start with Tom Brady. Who's going to show up at this thing?
Yeah, good morning. The Tom Brady roast, I'm living for this because if they really go all in on this, this is my concern, that it will be watered down. It will just be like, oh, you're old, but you look like you are a baby or whatever, like a teenager, like you're Botox, blah, blah, blah. If they really go in on this, if they bring Tara Reid to this, I will be all in. I need Tara Reid there. I need Bill Belichick there. I need Roger Goodell there. Peyton Manning, perhaps. And Peyton Manning would be great. And I need like a Chiefs fan who watched Tom Brady, or a Giants fan from like the 2007-2008 era, but that would be too much. I don't think I could handle that. Or the people who were watching during that time. Could not handle that. I need like Robert Kraft there with Bill Belichick, and then they can start roasting each other. Have it branch off into other things because there are so many facets of this. Giselle has to be a topic. Like, it has to come up, and I fear that Tom Brady will say to Kevin Hart, will say to somebody there, that Giselle is off limits because she's the mother of my children. She's my ex-wife. Like, I don't want to think about it. How can you have a roast of Tom Brady, who married a supermodel, then divorced the supermodel after years and years together, where she is now, it's in documentaries that she has said, like, oh, Bill Belichick isn't treating my Tommy like a man. That has to be in the roast. That has to be in the roast. So I, there's a lot of material when it comes to Tom Brady to roast him for, especially if you are outside of New England and you see the different lens Tom Brady and his diet and his, I want to say plastic surgery, but the things he has done, the rejuvenation, how his hairline is better now than it was when he was 15. I think it's crazy. His selfies, like his thirst trap selfies, which there's nothing wrong with them, but you could roast him for them. There's a lot of material here, and I really hope that they go all in is my only concern. I hope that he goes into this thinking everything is on the table, and that's why I'm doing the roast. Otherwise, don't do the roast. But I think that I really, really hope they go all in, and it will be a 10 out of 10 roast.
Lucy, you would have to imagine, like, if they're going to do this, Tom Brady doesn't do anything 50%, right?
Right.
He goes all in for everything. So you would imagine that he's going to be okay with jokes that are off color, things like that, because if he doesn't, then people aren't going to be too pleased, and it's going to reflect poorly on him, and we know Tom doesn't like things reflected poorly on him.
Right, exactly. If they don't do jokes about his diet, but I think it's lay off of the avocado jokes because those are done. We've passed those. Those yeah. would be lazy. We have done that to death. So I don't know, Eddie, about kissing his son when in Ooh, Tom versus Ty, when
yes.
he's making out with his son. There is something there. That's what people were saying. Like, oh, he's making out with his son. It was kind of kissing for a long time. But people analyzed that at the time. People analyzed that and said he was lying down. So, like, pulling away, he couldn't pull away. People Zapruder filmed this.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And what a time that was. It was Deflategate and making out with his son. And then he goes to the Bucks. That's the era of his Wikipedia page. And you could get into a lot of things about how the son and Giselle and Tara Reid, I think, is one. Would Bridget Moynihan be there, perhaps?
Oh.
Or what if Giselle herself, it's like Maury or one of those shows where, like, we're bringing out the sister now who you hate. Bring out Giselle. Bring out Giselle without him yes. knowing and see what happens. Would he just leave? I don't know. I don't think he should. But I really do hope that this isn't something that he does 50% to protect himself or something, because then why do it in the first place? So I really do hope that there is a smattering of guests who are maybe not controversial, but for him, be like, ooh, I hope there are some where you see the name and you're like, ooh, this is going to be good. Like, what are those type of things where it's like women from his past would be just phenomenal. So I really hope that if Giselle isn't there, that Tara Reid is. That's the one I want on the guest list. Because she needs work. What is she doing? She's on TikTok and people are a little bit worried about her. So I think Tara Reid being there would just be a good thing all around, because it would be entertaining, but also she'd probably get paid for it. So I hope that she is there.
Lucy, what's going on with Tara Reid? Why are people worried about her on TikTok?
Her TikToks popped up like a year ago, I will say. Okay. It was a while ago. Okay. She was looking a little bit rough and people are like, I hope she's okay. I hope she is okay. Just the hope.
We hope she's okay. I want to make sure if I hear a Tara Reid reference somewhere that I say, oh yeah, here on TikTok, she's not looking so good. You know, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, just say, you know, blessings to her. And then it covers everything.
Absolutely. Blessings. Yeah, you guys want a drink? I'm going to go over here. Yeah. What I'm gonna do.
Yeah, blessings to anyone, especially Tara.
More avocados and Botox for Tara Reid. Tom Brady treatment, right?
Yeah,
that's kind of what she needs.
Yeah,
right,
protein
now.
Drinks. Yeah, exactly. All of that for her,
Lucy.
But not witchcraft.
What? not witchcraft.
Giselle is a witch.
Too far. Giselle is a witch.
Well, this has to come up in the roast now that I'm thinking about it. So he has mentioned in the past when he was talking very nicely about her, saying that she does witchcraft to help us win, like in a joking way. Then they get divorced and he is not doing so hot. So now he is. But at the time, people were saying Giselle has put a spell and cursed the Buccaneers. And I kind of believed it, because she has talked about witchcraft and I don't think she's a full on Wiccan, but maybe she does some kind of witchcraft. Or candles and sage and burning. She had talked about combining different ingredients to make a spell that is energy cleansing. Witchcraft. I think she's a witch. And it's not working because Tom Brady is thriving. It's never looked better. So it's not working, but I hope the witchcraft does come up in the roast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Wow.
So, Lucy, what sort of will the Patriots tomorrow at number three, pull off some sort of witchcraft at three? Or are they just going to go after whatever quarterback falls to them? What's going to happen with that third pick? The future of your franchise is at stake.
Yes, the draft is finally here. Thank the good Lord. I am so tired. I just want it to happen. I just want it to happen. The countdown clock that they have, and I just want it 53 hours or whatever. I need it to be done right now. And this is what I think the Patriots are going to do. What I've heard is they are not going to trade out, and they will take potentially a quarterback. But what I think they should do is draft Marvin Harrison Jr. Do not trade out. This is the most important draft of Robert Kraft's time with the Patriots, basically since Drew Bledsoe. They've never been this high up in the draft since basically what they drafted Drew Bledsoe, I think. So this is the most important one. Don't trade out. That would be too boring. You have to pick someone with that pick. So I would say Marvin Harrison Jr. Take him. I think he is even the best player in this draft. And prepare for potentially the aforementioned Tom Brady to return to football, because he keeps talking about it. He won't shut up about it. He will not shut up about how much he wants to return to football. So I think I believe him. The way he is talking, I believe him. I don't think he's joking. You can see it in his eyes. The laser focus, the Patrick Mahomes in the back of his mind, thinking he's going to be the GOAT and I'm going to lose my status and people are going to forget about me. And he hates retirement. He is unhappy. And I think he's going to return to football. What better place than the Patriots? They need a boost in PR. Jacoby Brissett is not going to be the quarterback of the future. And I think that's what they should do. They'll be set up the team around Tom Brady and then prepare for him to return. Robert Kraft should make a call, get that done. Or Jonathan Kraft, who is running the draft apparently now. I think that they should do that. Take Marvin Harrison Jr., prepare for Tom Brady to return. Don't take a quarterback. Unless you want Tom Brady to mentor that quarterback. Perhaps Jaden Daniels.
Ooh, that Tom Brady mentoring could be a thing. But Lucy, can you just imagine the storylines around the fact that Bill Belichick is gone and now Tom Brady comes back? If he does,
that would be a reason.
That would set up a fire in New England.
Yes, that would be a reason, all the more reason for his return. Bill Belichick now gone. That's a little bit more enticing because I think they're on good terms now. But as in that dynamic, coach and player dynamic, they clashed a lot. And we saw it in the Dynasty documentary where we saw that they were not speaking, which people didn't believe that. People thought that was a media creation. They were not speaking. They were on very bad terms. So I think the separation from them was very helpful. They're on good terms, but I don't think they could go back to that situation. Does Bill Belichick want to go back to coaching even after a year of TV? Perhaps he will do. So I think also Bill Belichick being at the roast is a possibility if Peyton Manning is there, because now they are business partners in Omaha Productions, or Bill Belichick is working for Peyton Manning essentially. So two people I want at the roast: Tara Reid and Bill Belichick. Those are the people that I think would be perfect at this roast. Anybody else, whatever, but those two people would be an absolute tune in, and it will not be watered down if those two people are at the roast. Maybe together they could roast him.
Tara Reid has gotten more run on this show than she's gotten on any show in the past 2 years. Good for her. Blessings.
Good for
blessings.
Her.
Yeah, good for her. And blessings, blessings to Tara Reid, wherever she is right now. Yeah. She's Lucy Bird, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips with Jay Kasson, weekdays at 2 o'clock in the East, host of Back to the Futures as well, and Not a Wiccan. Lucy, great to see you on the show and to get your insight. Always great to see you.
Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Tara Reid. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Although, I haven't heard that name in forever.
I know. And also, what about Eli Manning? I mean, he sort of owned the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right? They got to bring out Peyton and then let Eli slide and just drop a couple hammers, you know?
And Eli is low-key almost funnier than Peyton, because Eli's humor is so dry and like nonchalant.
Yes.
And you think he's not the funny one of the family. And then he just has these zingers that just surprise you. And it's hilarious. So I certainly think both Manning brothers need to be at this roast in some capacity.
I think Lucy makes a good point. If they're going to do this the right way, make it an actual roast. Don't make it like, let's come out and kind of give Tom a hard time about plastic surgery or something.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.